With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. President Trump is firing off warnings to Cuba. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with that story.
The government of Cuba is bracing for potential widespread unrest as the arrest of Cuba ally Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro by the U.S. has resulted in shipments of Venezuelan oil to Cuba being cut off. President Donald Trump says on social media that Cuba has long lived on Venezuelan oil and money and had offered security in return. But in capital letters, Trump wrote, "Not anymore." Trump writes, "There will be no more oil or money going to Cuba, zero." And he says, "I strongly suggest they make a deal before it's too late." I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. military boarding another oil tanker in the Caribbean Sea as the Trump administration continues to target tankers traveling to and from Venezuela. The pre-dawn action carried out by Marines and sailors from an aircraft carrier. U.S. Southern Command says there is no safe haven for criminals as it announced the seizure of the vessel called the Olina. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says leadership in Venezuela will determine what happens next following the capture of Nicolas Maduro.
They could release all political prisoners today, kick out the worst of the worst, the Iranians, the Cubans, Hezbollah, Hamas, and so forth. They could welcome back the opposition and guarantee their safe passage into Venezuela. These are all actions that could be taken immediately that don't prejudice any future actions on the nature of Venezuela's government, who's going to lead it, when there might be elections.
President Trump says Iran reaching out to the U.S. and proposing negotiations after he threatened action in response to a crackdown on protesters there. Mr. Trump says the administration was in talks and setting up a meeting with Tehran. This is SRN News. A new analysis of Gen Z and faith.
It comes from Lifeway Research and senior writer Aaron Earls. He says that while there are signs that the youngest American adults are more interested in religion these days, the picture is a conflicting one. He says, quote, "While there are some areas of hope, the data also reveals some areas of concern. Young people today are generally less religious than young people in 2007 and 2014, and currently far more young adults are leaving Christianity than joining it." Michael Harrington reporting.
Nations all around the world cracking down on social media platforms that allow kids access to porn and sexual predators. Polish lawmakers are working on national digital safety legislation that would beef up protections for minors. The French prosecutor's office widening an ongoing investigation of various platforms to include sexually explicit deep fakes. This is SRN News. Well, General Motors is confronting red ink in its electric vehicle business, and officials say it may get worse before it gets better. More from correspondent Marcela Sanchez.
General Motors will be hit with about $6 billion in charges in the fourth quarter. Sales of electric vehicles slowed after the U.S. cut tax incentives to buy EVs and eased auto emissions standards. The new charges follow an announcement in October that the Detroit automaker would take a $1.6 billion charge for the same reason in the previous quarter. Automakers are being forced to reconsider ambitious plans to convert their fleets to electric power. The EV tax credit ended in September. The clean vehicle tax credit was worth $7,500 for new EVs and up to $4,000 for used ones.
More details at srnnews.com.